From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's state-run newspaper has published what it calls new photos of President Robert Mugabe meeting with Army Commander Constantino Chiwenga as talks continue on a resolution to the political turmoil and the likely end to Mugabe's decade-long rule. Chatham House analyst Knox Chitio cautions against speculation, but negotiations could indicate
there are strong rumors that he will be stepping down in the next few days. I think this still needs to be verified, but there's strong rumors. But it's very, very clear that we're talking a matter of days now.
Chitio says the military has wanted a dignified exit for Mugabe, who has ruled since independence from white minority rule in 1980. At least 10 people have been killed and many more wounded by a suicide bomb attack near a political gathering in Kabul, Afghanistan. A city police spokesperson told VOA 8 security officials, including a senior police commander, were among the dead in the attack. The bomber wanted to enter an event hall where supporters of Balkh Province Governor Atta Mohamed Noort had gathered to honor his national services. But tight security around the venue prompted the attacker to blow himself up at the outer security post. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack. Cambodia's Supreme Court has dissolved the country's main opposition party in a ruling likely to cement Prime Minister Hun Sen's already expansive grip on power. Thursday's unanimous ruling by the 9-member court also bans 118 members of the now-defunct Cambodia National Rescue Party from any political activity for the next 5 years. Follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News. Mohamed Yusuf reports Kenya's Supreme Court is in its last day of hearing arguments on two petitions contesting the results of the October 26 presidential election.
The two petitions were filed by a former lawmaker, Harun Mwau, and two human rights defenders, John Jomwe and Khalif Khalifa. The petitioners argue the Electoral Commission committed illegalities by going ahead with the election despite the opposition leader Raila Odinga pulling out of the race. The human rights defenders, Muyiwa and Khalifa, argued that the Electoral Commission did not conduct the presidential election in all 290 constituencies as required by the Constitution. The Commission failed to deliver voting material to some opposition strongholds in the west of the country due to violent protests. But Attorney General Githu Muigai said this should not be a reason to annul the election. The Supreme Court is expected to rule Monday on whether Kenyatta's win will stand or be annulled again. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanon's recently resigned Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri for a visit. He's expected to depart within 48 hours. Lebanese President Michel Aoun refused to accept al-Hariri's resignation, accusing the Saudis of holding him hostage. Edward Uranian reports that Saudi Arabia denies the charge.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Jaber has again insisted Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri is not being detained against his will in Saudi Arabia, while accusing Iran and its Hezbollah proxy militia of trying to dominate Lebanon and meddling in Yemen and Bahrain.
Saudi Arabia regards it as a terrorist organization and last week accused Lebanon of having declared war on it because of Hezbollah's role in other Arab countries. Russia's Justice Ministry has warned several U.S. government-funded news outlets they could be designated as foreign agents under a new bill that has yet to be fully approved. Philip Alexio has the story.
The bill comes in response to U.S. demands that Russian state-funded RT TV register as a foreign agent. The Justice Ministry said Thursday it has notified the U.S. government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, along with its regional outlets, that they could be designated as foreign agents under the new law. The bill was endorsed by Russia's lower house on Wednesday, but needs to be approved by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin to become law. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Evidence is emerging of possible attempts by Moscow to influence Britain's referendum on leaving the European Union. Researchers have identified thousands of social media accounts that promoted anti-EU messages or sought to whip up political and radical tensions. This is Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.